It's time for your horror medication. Before I begin my story, make sure you're not going to be interrupted. Check that you're secure and make sure no one or anything can get you. Then get comfortable. Just close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. I've just moved along your ear canal. And I'm now inside your skull. Pepper and Salt, written and narrated by Bleeding Critic. Location: small cafe, seats for up to 25. The cafe was popular. It was full to capacity. We focus on the young man Howard with his wife Lisa having a romantic lunch. He was concerned at how angry she was yesterday after receiving that phone call from the charity, offering false sentiment due to Lisa's fundraising efforts. And then the telephonist spewed the feeble script asking for a monthly financial commitment. Lisa said no several times, yet the telephonist continued. Understandably, Lisa was furious. In the cozy cafe, she explained to Howard how everyone these days are not allowed to express pure emotion. If you feel angry about something, then be angry. You should be able to just be. Howard nodded in agreement. He loved her for many reasons, and Lisa's ability to see things just as they really are, basically exercising common sense, was just one of the reasons he adored her. It was so good to treat each other to a nice lunch. It had been a while due to financial pressures and external family issues. The dust of life had settled for the time being. This lunchtime was theirs to come up for some air, time out away from the exhausting daily routine. Oh, how romantic, one large slice of cheesecake with two forks. Throughout their precious time together, during such a tasty lunch, by the window of the cafe seated a large woman in her late 40s. She was probably younger, but substance and alcohol abuse in her younger years age accelerated her appearance. What Howard noticed was the volume of the stranger's voice. The stranger was talking at the thin, gaunt woman opposite, possibly her daughter or caseworker. Howard looked at Lisa to see if Lisa was bothered in any way by the dominant presence of the inconsiderate woman. Lisa wasn't bothered. Howard did find it difficult at times to enjoy the meal because his concentration faded away from Lisa's wise words to the dull, one-sided conversation a few feet away. Howard thought to himself, why is no one saying something? The owner, where's the owner? Can't he have a polite word? Howard agreed with Lisa that people in today's society are made to feel not to display genuine emotion, especially in the workplace. The out-of-date uniform of the suit restraining men at work can form everyone in the crowd all the same. The one slice of cheesecake was just enough. The soothing glass of elderflower was all that was left. Howard was a good, kind husband. Lisa had his love on tap. He was always on standby to keep her safe. He is her heart and she is his. They stayed together through thick and thin. Other couples would have parted if they experienced the same pain. They were both soulmates. The selfish, socially unaware woman by the window was obviously on the spectrum. Definite Asperger's, plus dysfunctional family background. She maintained voice volume throughout the hour. Howard slowly got up and walked to her. His calm demeanour and gentle expression gave Lisa no reason for concern. His anger accelerated faster than a bullet from a .22 mag. Howard didn't stab the stranger with his fork, and he didn't cave her skull in with the glass elderflower water bottle. He didn't throw her through the large glass window. He slowly walked over to her, pulled her pudding hairstyle back, and with his right hand he picked up the phallic-shaped salt pot and inserted it into her left eye, then pepper pot into her right. Then after watching her shriek, spasm, and saliva flow for about 13 seconds, he clasped her dry skull with his two hands and pulled it downwards away from the wall, then back at great speed and strength into the white concrete wall behind her. Looking at the splash of red on the wall, Howard thought, bleeding art. Slowly and calmly, Howard walked out of the cafe. Sudden, immediate silence and shock. He didn't look at Lisa. Outside, a homeless person was sat in a nearby wide doorway with an energetic puppy. Howard sat down next to the homeless girl and asked for a cigarette. The nicotine kick made his head a little dizzy. He had no regrets what he just did. He couldn't care about the lives of those that would be traumatized by the inconsiderate stranger's death. The stranger made Howard angry, and he just let it out. And he felt good. Pepper and Salt. Written and narrated by Bleeding Critic.